so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, like he set me free. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, who came from the Father and laid down his life, he is soon to return for.
Greetings to all my brothers and sisters of the Most High around the world. This is part two of The Way. This study is covering all the verses that show that there is only one way to follow. And that's The Way. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Or www.ageoflaodicea.com. That's spelled AGEOFLAODICEA. The Way is found in the Word Studies menu. In part one, we left off with Deuteronomy chapter 30. We begin with Deuteronomy 31, verse 29. For I know that after Moses' death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. Moses knew that we would turn aside from the way. The patriarchs, prophets, and apostles and Christ all tried to warn us. We always fall for the same mistakes. This Bible is our history, heritage, and guide to live in the way. We must study and examine the truth that is covered by lies. Chapter 32 is the Song of Moses, Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. An Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Before the children of Israel crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land, the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh wanted to remain in the fertile plains east of the Jordan, so they asked this of Moses. Numbers 32:20, and Moses said unto them, If ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before Yahweh to war, and will go, all of you armed over the Jordan before Yahweh, until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before Yahweh, then afterward ye shall return, and be guiltless before Yahweh and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. They agreed, and went and secured the land of Canaan with the rest of their brethren. Joshua 22:3. You have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim. And now Yahweh your Elohim hath given rest unto your brethren, as he has promised them. Therefore, now return you, and get unto your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, charged you, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. His way is the best way. He is fair and just, honorable and rewarding. We will always have his grace when we are following the way. Before the death of Joshua, he gathered all the tribes together and spoke for Yahweh. He reminded them of how he took Abraham out of the lands that were not part of the flood and that have become evil and pagan, and showed him the land his seed would dwell in. How Yahweh brought them out of Egypt and preserved them in the wilderness, how he drove out the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and Hittites and Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And how he gave our fathers the land with cities they did not build and vineyards they did not plant. He blessed them with the amenities already in place. They just had to occupy and live the way. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, the lands outside the Tarim basin, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, Elohim forbid that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods. For Yahweh, our Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore we will also serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a set-apart Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim, and he will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. He was saying you cannot serve Yahweh if you are a habitual sinner. Joshua is telling the people that they must choose. Holy means set apart, dedicated. God is jealous. He wants to be set apart from all other gods. In order to break a habit, you have to want to. Many of the people did not want to give up their gods, or today their materialism or their iPhones. Yahweh is jealous in that he only chose us. We should be jealous and only choose him. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 20. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he had done you good. So much for once saved, always saved. Verse 21. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve Yahweh. Our people have returned to the way many times, but we have also grown fat and lazy from our blessings from being obedient. And then we just start going through the motions, and soon the enemy infiltrates and leads us astray. We then believe delusions and lies and become estranged from Yahweh. Then comes punishment and purging, and then return to Him. Over and over. We are now in the last stage, the church age of Laodicea. When this age ends, it's because Yeshua Messiah returns. Then the age of Esau ends, and the age of Jacob begins. Chapter 2 is all about Israel's disobedience. Judges 2:17. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it made Yahweh sigh because of the groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, in following other gods to serve them, and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he said, Because that this people has transgressed my covenant which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. The challenge is to keep the way. When we don't keep the way, He sends our enemies to punish us. When we remember and keep the covenant and live according to the way, He drives out our enemies and preserves us. Note, Yahweh does not repent as if He erred. The word means to sigh, to console, or have pity. 2 Samuel 22:31. As for Elohim, His way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a shield to all of them that trust in Him. David charges Solomon. 1 Kings 2:3. And keep the charge of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes and commandments, His judgments and His testimonies, as it is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and whithersoever you turnest yourself. That Yahweh may continue His word which He spake concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said He, a man on the throne of Israel. Queen Elizabeth II is a literal descendant of Judah. Yahweh keeps His word. You may note that Queen Elizabeth II is an Anglo-Saxon white woman. The people of the Bible are white people. The Jews are a mixed breed of Cain, Esau, Hittites, Turk, Mongol, which is Asian, and whatever else they breed with. They are literally children of the devil, just as we are literally the children of Yahweh. Solomon speaking, 1 Kings 8:57. Yahweh our Elohim be with us, as He was with our fathers. Let Him not leave us, nor forsake us, that He may incline our hearts unto Him, to walk in all His ways, and to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, which He commanded our forefathers. And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before Yahweh, be near unto Yahweh our Elohim day and night, that He may maintain the cause of His servant, and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is Elohim, and that there is none else. Yahweh wants all his people, the race of Adam, to walk in his ways. For us to maintain our duty during this test called life, to live and uphold the way. At all times, as the matter shall require, and that is that his family may know him, that he is Elohim, and that there is no other God or way. Ammon, king of Judah, 2 Kings 21:22. And he forsook Yahweh Elohim of his fathers, and walked not in the way of Yahweh. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him, and slew the king in his own house. That would not have happened if he had walked in the way. Jeroboam was the king of the northern house of Israel. Jeroboam cast out the Levites and replaced them with his own priests, which were not Levites, because they worshipped other gods. The next verse states that many of the other tribes of Israel who remained faithful to Yahweh came to Judah. 2 Chronicles 11:16, and after them out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek Yahweh Elohim of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto Yahweh Elohim of their forefathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. 2 Chronicles 20:32. And Jehoshaphat walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of Yahweh. Jehoshaphat did not part from the way, doing that which was right in the sight of Yahweh. He was a pretty good king. Achor's report to Nebuchadnezzar as to why the Israelites in Judea did not obey his proclamations, and gives Nebuchadnezzar a brief history of them. Judith 5:17. And while they sinned not before their Elohim, they prospered, because the Elohim that hateth iniquity was with them. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles very sore, and were led captives into a land that was not theirs, and the temple of their Elohim was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemies. But now are they returned to their Elohim, and are come up from the places where they were scattered, and have possessed Jerusalem, where their sanctuary is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Now therefore, my lord and governor, if there be any error or oversight in this people, and they sin against their Elohim, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. But if there be no iniquity in their nation, let my lord now pass by, lest their master defend them, and their Elohim be for them, and we become a reproach and a laughingstock before all the world. Job 17:9. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. In Psalm 24:3, it says, who shall ascend into the mountain of Yahweh, or who shall stand in his set apart place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity by lies, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from Yahweh, and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. This is the race of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. The Bible is always stating who it is referring to, the children of Jacob. Our family must follow the way. Bildad talks about the wicked. Job 18:8. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. The jinn shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. The way in verse 10 is referring to the way the wicked goes. His own ways will be recompensed on him. When we follow the way of Yahweh, the stumbling blocks of the wicked become traps for themselves. Job's reply, still talking about the wicked. Job 21, verse 13. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto Elohim, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft comes their destruction upon them? Elohim distributeth sorrows in his anger. The wicked do not follow the way. Even though they seem to be on top and have it all, they don't have him. They have their reward now. Those that follow the way have an even greater reward later. Job understands that this life is a test. Job 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept, and not declined. Job 26, 13. By his spirit he has garnished the heavens. His hand has formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power who can understand? The Septuagint has verse 13 as, And the barriers of heaven fear him, and by a command he has slain the apostate dragon. The dragon represents Satan and his children. The sea represents people. The parable of the wheat and the tares also teaches us that the children of the devil live among the children of Yahweh. They are put there to test us, to see if we will seek knowledge and understanding and follow the way. Elihu's opinion, Job 34:23. For he will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with Elohim. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him, and would not consider any of his ways. When we turn our backs on him, he turns his back on us. Psalm 2:12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The Septuagint has Psalms 2:12 as, Accept correction, lest at any time Yahweh be angry, and you should perish from the righteous way. Whensoever his wrath shall suddenly be kindled, blessed are they that trust in him. There is the way, and there is not the way. Choose you this day your way. Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Yahweh, in your righteousness because of mine enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Psalm 18:30. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tested. He is a shield to all those that take refuge in him. Psalm 25:4. Show me your ways, O Yahweh, teach me your paths. Verse 8 of 25. Good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he teach sinners the way. The humble will he guide in judgment, and the humble will he teach his ways. We must be humble and receive judgment. We must repent and learn the way. Psalm 27:11. Teach me your way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path, because of my enemies. Our enemies are nothing when we know and follow the way. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, or it will not stand with you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in Yahweh, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in Yahweh, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are made firm by Yahweh, and he delighteth in his way. His way makes our steps firm. Psalm 37:34. Wait on Yahweh and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in ruthless power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. The wicked act like the world is theirs. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was nothing. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The Hebrew has 37 as, watch the man of integrity, and see the upright, because the latter time of that man is peace. Verse 38, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their refuge in time of trouble. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they take refuge in him. We are preserved in this life when we walk in the way. Psalm 44:18. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from your way. Though you have sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. Who are the dragons, snakes, and jackals? That would be a reference to our hated enemies, the Jews. Without them, how else would we be tested? Nathan the prophet tells David a parable of the ewe lamb. This was to teach David that his act against Uriah for Bathsheba was a great sin. David confessed and repented. David knew that he had to be forgiven before he could teach others. He asked Yahweh to make him to know wisdom, to purge, clean, and wash him, to blot out his iniquities. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a faithful spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your set-apart spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your spirit of dignity. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return unto you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim, you Elohim of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. David was a ruler, and a just and obedient ruler will set an example of the way. Psalm 67:2. That your way may be known upon the land, your saving health among all nations. All the nations of our race must know and follow the way. Psalm 77:13. Your way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great an Elohim as our Elohim? Verse 19. Your way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. You leddest your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. The sea, the great waters, represent people. His people are we Israelites. Only Israel is ever referred to as his flock or his sheep. His ways are our way. Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Psalm 85:13. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. The way refers to the way of life, and metaphorically, Israel would follow Yahweh's path of righteousness. Psalm 86:11. Teach me your way, O Yahweh. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to revere your name. Psalm 103:7. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Israel. Psalm 119:1. Aleph, which is the first Hebrew letter. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with a sincere heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Psalm 119:15. I will meditate in your precepts, and look unto your ways. Verse 27. Make me to understand the way of your precepts, so shall I talk of your wondrous works. Verse 29. Remove from me false ways, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto your testimonies. O Yahweh, put me not to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 37. Turn away mine eyes from seeing falsehood, and give me life in your way. Psalm 128:1. Blessed is everyone that reveres Yahweh, that walketh in his ways. Psalm 143:8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto you. Psalm 145:17. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways, and set apart in all his works. Proverbs 2:8. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Proverbs 2:20. That you may walk in the way of good, and keep the paths of the righteous. Proverbs 4:11. I have taught you in the way of wisdom, I have led you in right paths. Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Proverbs 8, verse 20. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Proverbs 9, 6. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. Verse 29. The way of Yahweh is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Proverbs 13:6. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Proverbs 14:8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Proverbs 15:10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Proverbs 16:17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Proverbs 19, verse 3. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against Yahweh. Verse 16. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. Proverbs 21:16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Verse 25, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Proverbs 23:19. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Proverbs 29:27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. A wonderful collection of proverbs that teach the way of the way. Isaiah 2, verse 3. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. Zion is a reference to Judah. Judah is the kingly tribe, of which is Christ's lineage. Jerusalem is a reference to the children of Israel. It is the job of the king to keep the people in line. Isaiah 26:4. Trust you in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You, most upright, prepares the path of the just. Yahweh is the just, the most upright. He prepares the path of the just. Just follow the way. Verse 8, Yea, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desire of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of you. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek you early. For when your judgments are in the land, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When we live among the unrighteous, we become unrighteous. These Canaanite and Edomite Jews just cannot learn righteousness. If Judas Iscariot didn't learn righteousness walking with Christ for almost 3 years, no Jew will. Isaiah 30, verse 20. And though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner any more, but your eyes shall see your teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Yahweh sent us teachers and prophets. We have the scriptures and the history and heritage of the way. When we ignore and forget them, we will hear the law on our hearts, and our spirit will guide us. We have to want to follow the way. We have to scrutinize and keep up our guard in this evil society. Europe, the wilderness. When the children of Israel were scattered in the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities and after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, they migrated into Europe, which was a wilderness, not yet tainted by the other races. The gospel and the Reformation was in full effect while the Jews were kept in the ghettos, which is the 1,000 years spoken of in Revelation, until the time of Napoleon, when the Jews were allowed back into society. The gospel took many years to catch up to the migrating Israelites that were settling the white nations of Europe at the time. Isaiah 35, 8, And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of set-apartness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The Septuagint reads verse 8 as, There shall be there a pure way, and it shall be called a holy way, or set apart way, and there shall not pass by there any unclean person, neither shall there be any unclean way, but the dispersed shall walk on it, and they shall not go astray. The churches teach that the Old Testament is the Jewish people, and that the New Testament is for the church and the Gentiles. This is part of the deception and false doctrine of the Jews. The dispersed are those Israelites that did not return after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities and had went on to migrate into Europe and elsewhere. They forgot their heritage and identity. It was these people outside of Judea that Paul was sent to teach the gospel to. The message only applies to Israelites. It did not go to Gentiles, which is a Latin word that only means a nation or a race of people, and can apply to any nation or any race of people, depending on the context. It does not mean non-Jew. This meaning was added to deceive. Those of the house of Judah were the remnant that did return after captivity and re-established the law and brought in the Messiah. The highway in verse 38 is the path that our ancestors took through the Caucasus Mountains into Europe. It was uninhabited and safe. From there, all the white nations of the world were founded. Isaiah 40, verse 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. Behold, Yahweh Elohim will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and shall carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out the sky with the span, and comprehended the dust of the ground in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of Yahweh, or been his counselor, and hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Nobody. Yahweh is the author. He is the way. Psalm 147, verse 5. Great is our Master, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The scattered Israelites that were cast away in punishment for their disobedience, Yahweh will not forget them. This also represents today's churchgoers that are blinded by church doctrine. They don't know the way because they only know the false doctrine and think that it is Christianity, which it most certainly is not. Yahweh will not forget them. Isaiah 42:16, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back to Yahweh. They shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, and to society and materialism, ye are our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but you observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none say, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to robbers? Did not Yahweh? He against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, and he knew not, and it burned him, and he laid it not to heart. Yahweh sent his prophets to warn our forefathers of their disobedience, or else. They didn't listen, and so he sent the Assyrians and the Babylonians to punish them. The cycle continues. Follow, stray, sin, punishment, purge, renew, repeat. Follow, stray, sin, punishment, purge, renew, repeat. Over and over throughout history, we never learn our lesson. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the set apart one of Israel, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which teacheth you to profit, which leadeth you by the way that you should go. If you know the history, there is no mystery of the way we should go. Only when we follow the counterfeit do we stumble. Isaiah 63:17. O Yahweh, why has you made us to err from your ways, and hardened our heart from your reverence? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of your inheritance. The people of your holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We were holy for a little while. We swore in the Exodus to keep the law, and within days were worshiping the golden calf. We were holy a little while during David and Solomon's days, and a little while after the return to Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. Then we were holy for a little while after Christ during the Reformation and explosion of Christianity. The last time was in the beginning of America. Take a look around. We are no longer holy. We are no longer set apart. We no longer follow the way. Why does he make us to err from his ways? Because this life is our proving grounds to see if we will follow the way. He wants his people to have allegiance or faith with him and not with this world. Jeremiah 5:3. O Yahweh, are not your eyes upon the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return to you. Therefore I said, surely these are poor in spirit. They are foolish, for they know not the way of Yahweh, nor the judgment of their Elohim. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of Yahweh, and the judgment of their Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. The people refused to receive correction and warning, so Yahweh sent the Babylonians to punish them. When they returned from the purging to Jerusalem, they were led by Ezra and Nehemiah, and they reinstituted the way. In chapter 21, the people hated Jeremiah when he was indicting and prophesying against them for their race mixing and idolatry. Now things are turning bad, and they turn to him. Jeremiah 21:8. And unto this people you shall say, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for harm, and not for good, saith Yahweh. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith Yahweh, and will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. The verdict was in. Guilty. They were going to be punished. Yahweh wanted them to accept the captivity and learn from it, and he would preserve them through it. Many tried to flee and seek help from Egypt and surrounding nations, but Yahweh destroyed those that fled and did not submit to the Babylonians. Jeremiah 42:3. That Yahweh your Elohim may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto Yahweh your Elohim according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing Yahweh shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, Yahweh be a true and faithful witness between us. If we do not, even according to all the things for which Yahweh thy Elohim shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh our Elohim. And it came to pass, after 10 days, that the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, and said unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up. For I repent of me the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith Yahweh, for I am with you to preserve you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if ye say, We will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, saying, No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we will see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell. And now therefore hear the word of Yahweh, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, If you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and to go sojourn there, then it will come to pass that the sword, which ye feared, will overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, whereif ye were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. We can't escape punishment. We can't escape judgment. The churches teach that you can declare that you are saved by your own admission, and that you will escape the tribulation in the rapture. These are false doctrines that teach our people that they have the power of salvation by their own choice and can escape punishment and judgment. This is opposite of scriptural teaching. First, saved means preserved. Nobody is guaranteed before Christ returns. Salvation is preservation and is an ongoing thing. People sin every day. Saying you're saved is the same as declaring you have been made perfect, sinless, prayed up, paid up, and waiting to go up. Christ wasn't even saved before he died. He had to follow the way and did it perfectly. We can't. It is arrogant to claim salvation when we do not have the power to deliver ourselves. But we have the power to follow the way, so in the end, we may be delivered. Second, the rapture teaches our people that they can escape, that they got their ticket punched and have successfully passed this test already. Lies designed to keep us ignorant and from the way. Jesus never talked about the rapture, nor was he raptured. He took the same test we are taking, and his example is our model. There is no rapture. Noah was not taken in a rapture. The evil was washed away. Noah remained. In the parable of the wheat and the tares are bundled and burned first, while the wheat remained. The end of this earth, when Christ returns, the evil will be burned up, and we who follow the way will remain.
Jesus, the way.